ورحمة الله. And Eid Mubarak to all of you, especially those we didn't see you in the morning. We all already had gone through the two Salatul Eid just about 2 hours ago. So I'll try to make this khutbah of the Friday very brief. What I would like to do is actually go to the explanation of the Arabic part of the khutbah, which I say before the actual sermon. Although we have started giving the translation of that part also, but just to give an overview, keeping in mind that, you know, Arabic is the language of the Quran, our prayers are in Arabic, and this is where even in khutbah we begin with the language of the Quran until we come to the part where the Imam of Jummah is supposed to give advice to the audience. That's where you use the local language. So basically the khutbah, and these are the wordings which come from the sermons of the Prophet and especially Amir al-Mu'mineen, not in entirety, but most of the parts from various khutbahs, where we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nahmaduhu, which is his praise, and nasta'inuhu, where we seek his help, the way we say iyyaka nasta'in, this is the term which comes in, and we ask for his maghfirah and his forgiveness, and we seek his guidance. And then we seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against the evil of ourselves and our evil deeds. And the second part is easy to understand. We seek protection against our evil deeds. But what about, you know, the evil of ourselves? You have to realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created different powers within us. On one side, on the physical level, we have what is known as shahwat and ghadab, the power of anger and desire. These are very essential for our survival in this dunya, but they can also become a problem if they are not controlled by the wisdom of the aql, which has been in the light of the revelation and the teachings of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt. And so there is an element within us, and that is where you hear the terms nafs-e ammara, nafs-e lawwama. Nafs-e ammara means that dimension of us which is where we are not listening to our voice of conscience, and then we end up, you know, the nafs will then push us to fulfill our evil desires. And that is where we call it nafs-e ammara bis-su. If we are able to control it and only use the desires according to the dictates of the divine laws, then we are okay. This is where we have nafs-e lawwama, the self-blaming soul. So whenever you have that voice in yourself saying, don't do this, this is haram, this is immoral, it means this is nafs-e lawwama talking to you. And as long as that voice is still coming in, you are okay. But if that voice is suppressed again and again and again, then it's nafs-e ammara which takes over. So when we say here, na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us against the evil side of what is known as nafs-e ammara. And then we come to the issue of man yahdi Allah fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya la. Literally it means whomsoever Allah guides, nobody can misguide him, and whomever he misguides, nobody can guide him. Now that's again a problematic statement here. So you know, people are doomed. No, this is where you have to realize when we talk about this issue that whomsoever Allah guides, it's not that he forces us to accept guidance. Guidance here means tawfiq. He provides the guidance in form of aql and the consciousness that we have on an inner level. Then he provides guidance through the Anbiya and the Mursaleen and the Imams and the divine books which have come. And this is where he says, I've given you the path, shown you the path, given you the sources of guidance. If you follow, alhamdulillah. And this is known as tawfiq of Allah, Allah's, you know, help in gaining salvation. But if a person gets that guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different forms, and that person then doesn't care about it, the guidance has come, but he just rejects it, doesn't heed to it, then gradually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have done my part. Now on, I'm not going to help him. This is known as khizlan, opposite of tawfiq, which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now abandons that fellow. Wherever you hear the words, you know, وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ, literal translation means whomever Allah guides, Allah misguides. Allah doesn't misguide anyone. What it means is that Allah provided the guidance, this fellow didn't accept it, so now Allah abandons that person. So the right translation would be, whomever Allah abandons, there is no guidance for that person anymore. And that is where we are saying that, you know, whomever Allah guides, nobody can misguide him. And whomever Allah misguides, in a sense, abandons him, then nobody can guide that person. Then we come to the statement of faith, where we confess to the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we say, you know, la ilaha illa wahdahu la sharika la. And then we come to nubuwat, where we talk about the nubuwat of the Prophet, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Khatimul Nabiyeen. He is the chief of the prophets, the last of the prophets, and rahmatun lil alameen, mercy for the whole universe. And then, of course, our aqeedah as Shias. Then we have a special salawat on Muhammad, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in his family, whom Allah has kept them away from rijs and abomination of all kinds. Salawat. At the end, then you have one line where the Imam of Jummah will recite as an advice in Arabic before going to the local language, and that is, Usikum ibadallah wa nafsi bi taqwallah, that I advise you and myself to maintain the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna ahsan al-hadith kitabullah al-aziz, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحليم الكريم غافر الذنب وقابل التوبة وهو الغفور الرحيم ونشهد أن لا إله إلا هو العطوف للعباد بجوده والعواد على المذنبين بحلمه ونشهد أن محمدا نبيه وحبيبه سيد المرسلين والشفيع المذنبين ورحمة للعالمين صلى الله عليه وآله الداعين على سبيل الله بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة قادة الأمم وأولياء النعمة ومعدن الرحمة أوصيكم عباد الله بتوبة ما سلف من ذنوبكم. Again, in the second khutbah, I would like to do the same thing, just go through the Arabic wordings. We are starting again with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very common theme in all Islamic sermons around the world. And that's where we praise him, especially remembering that he is Al-Halim, Al-Kareem. Al-Halim means somebody forbearing. He knows we have committed sins. He still says, okay, you know, the malaika are told, don't record it till the next namaz time. If he asks for forgiveness, just forget about it. But if he doesn't ask for forgiveness, then record it. But even after that, the door of Tawbah is still open. So he is Haleem, very, you know, forbearing. Al-Kareem, very kind. Ghafir al-Dhamb, the one who forgives the sins. Wa Qabil al-Tawb, and he accepts the repentance when we repent to him. Wa huwa al-Ghafur al-Rahim, and he is the most forgiving and the merciful. And then we come to the statement of our faith, again, where we say that there is no God but Allah. Al-Atuf al-Ibad bi-Judihi. He is again, you know, very kind to his servants because of his generosity. Wal-Awwad al-Mudhnibina bi-Hilmihi. And he always turns back to the sinners with forbearance, provided there is, you know, the willingness from us to ask for his forgiveness. And then we, you know, confess to the nubuwat of the Prophet using the words again that he is Nabiyuhu wa Habibuhu wa Sayyidul Mursaleen wa Shafiul Mudhnibin. He is the one who will intercede on behalf of the sinners on the day of Qiyamah, and he is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. And then we ask for Allah's blessings on him and his family. And collectively, Muhammad and Ali Muhammad are known as Adda'een ala Sabeelillah. They are the one who call people towards the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bil hikmati wal mawadati hasana. With the words of wisdom and good counsel, qadatul umam, they are the leaders of the nations. Awliya an ni'am, they are the masters of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the intermediary. You know, this is where Allah blesses us through them. Wa ma'dan ar-rahma, they are the mine or the place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, you know, put his rahmah. And we seek Allah's rahmah through Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. Salawat. And after the final, you know, line of advice in Arabic, where the advice is to do tawbah for our past sins, then after the ceremony, we come to the salawat on the Prophet in a more elaborate manner, where we mention him first, and then Amir al-Mu'mineen, and then Bibi Fatima al-Zahra, and then Hassan al-Hussein, and the remaining imam, one after another. And then we have a special salam and salutation to the imam of the time, because he is the imam of our time, where we describe him as someone who will destroy all the signs of wrong innovations and rebellion. He is the one who is going to destroy the foundations of polytheism and hypocrisy. And he is the one who is going to get rid of the byproducts of rebellion and division among the people. May Allah's blessing and salam be on him as long as the days and the nights exist. And may Allah happen his, you know, hasten his appearance. And this line, وَقْحُلْ نَظَرَنَا بِنَظْرَةٍ مِنَّ إِلَيْهِ. It's a very poetic line. That Allah, you know, we want you to put a kohl on our eyes. And what is kohl? When you put the kohl, you know, you have kind of freshness in your eyes. And that kohl is by getting that opportunity to see the imam when he comes. That will be the kohl of our, you know, kajal of our eyes. And so that, and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who will be at his service till the end of our life. And then we end with this dua where we say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us among those who listen to the counsel. And we end with the ayat at the end. Allahumma salli ala sayyidil mursaleen wa shafi'il mudhnibin nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. وعلى إمام المتقين وأمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب صلوات الله عليه. وعلى سيدة نساء العالمين سيدتنا فاطمة بنت رسول الله صلوات الله عليها. وعلى سيد الشباب أهل الجنة الحسن المجتبى والحسين الشهيد بكربلاء عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل على مولانا الحجة الحسن صاحب العصر والزمان. ما هي أصال بدوة غيان هادب أمنية الشرك والنفاق حاسد فرو البغي والشقاق؟ صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آباء الكرام ما اتصلت الليالي والأيام. اللهم عجل الفرج وصح المخرج واكحل ناظرنا بنظرة منا إليه واجعلنا من المستشهدين بين يديه. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى. إن الله يعمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.
Do we have the connection for the ladies at the back? Yeah, okay. Alhamdulillah. Maybe just move more to your left. People in the middle area, please.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن عليا حجة الله أشهد أن عليا ولي الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح حي على خير العمل حي على خير العمل. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر والله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. ربنا إن عبيدا من عبادك الصالحين قاموا بكتابك وسنة نبيك فاجزئهم عنا خير الجزاء. الله أكبر. سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان ربي العظيم وأبا حمد. رب صل على محمد وآل محمد. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمد رب صل على محمد وآل محمد
الله أكبر أستغفر الله ربي وأتوب إليه الله أكبر
سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمد رب صل على محمد وآل محمد
الله أكبر بحول الله وقوته يقوم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد كبارك الله ربنا الله أكبر
سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمد رب صل على محمد وآل محمد
سمع الله لمن حمد الله أكبر اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد ربنا اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا إنك على كل شيء قدير ربي صل على محمد وآل محمد الله أكبر
سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمد رب صل على محمد وآل محمد
الله أكبر أستغفر الله ربي وأتوب إليه الله أكبر
سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمد رب صل على محمد وآل محمد
الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
لا إله إلا الله